In an interview with Mayor Rick Robb Friday, we discussed a number of items that have hit the City Council's agenda this past year, starting with a priority list of capital projects.
So every year we talk about capital priorities. We submit requests to the state and also send them to our federal delegation. Although last fall we voted on four capital priorities, which was the phase two of the Institutional Corridor project.
The other priorities included a new ladder truck for the fire department, the H. Marker Lake Road, and finishing the small boat harbor bank stabilization project. We also discussed the 2018 budget that passed this last City Council meeting on June 13th. Several funds make up the overall budget, including the general fund that runs most of the city, including the police department, the fire department, city offices, and city administration.
That's funded primarily by our sales tax dollars. We also get payment in lieu of taxes, transient visit, lodging tax, alcohol tax, tobacco excise tax. Those are all the main items. And there's a few minor, fees and, permit fees that we pay, things like that.
Mayor Robb says those funds run about $9 million. Then there is the Water and Sewer Enterprise Fund, which includes the sewer lagoon, water trucks, and two water treatment centers and all piping. This is now funded through the bills we pay, known as user fees.
So when we have to go down to City Hall and pay our water and sewer bill every year, that's what pays for that.
In the past, says Mayor Robb, the fund had lost money, up to $500,000 every year for the city.
This last 2 years is the first time it's in breaking even or even gone forward a little bit.
There is also the Pool Enterprise Fund, with a 0.5% sales tax going to help cover pool operations. Then there is the Port Enterprise Fund.
When people bring stuff across the port, there's a surcharge. There's a 0.5 cent a gallon for all fuel that's brought across the port. That's a surcharge, and that runs the port operations.
The fund also runs the small boat harbor and maintains the port. Hear our full discussion today at 11 and again tonight at 9 on City Corner, where we also discuss staffing in the Bethel Police Department. The active search for an interim police chief will also go in depth on this week's agenda for the regularly scheduled City Council meeting tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Remember, you can submit general questions anonymously to City Corner by emailing news@kyuk.org. So, when you hear, you'll know you're listening to City Corner. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.